Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Likes.
He loves beer and chewing tobacco.
What else?
Football and booze.
Hell yeah.
He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
Better believe it. Praise be. Praise be to Jay Binkley as we move on into week five.
I can't believe it's week five already, Mac. It was Halloween about a month ago.
Yeah. Bink joins the show now here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay, what Chiefs were doing offensively that was different and noticeable in this game against the Baltimore Ravens?
First of all, let me tell you this, Dust, man.
Oh, Lord.
It is entirely too hot for October 1st.
Yeah.
It needs to cool down.
Yeah, I can't drink my Oktoberfest yet because it's not below 50.
Well, we're getting that on the 13th, Jay. Actually, the 11th, it's going to rain and start to cool off a little bit. By Monday the 13th, you'll have crisp fall weather.
Yeah, I was driving around after Labor Day, and all these pools were shut down. Yep. Like, why are we shutting pools down? It's like the hottest day of the year.
It's crazy, right? The Jay doesn't shut theirs down till Halloween, so you got another month if you want to come out there and splash around, you know?
Well, that's smart. That's very smart. But, Dustman, one of the things that I liked about what the Chiefs were doing is they have a lot of six offensive linemen out there at times. I mean, Wanya Morris is in the game. Now, clearly, they were Caliendo was in there for Trey Smith at times and stuff like that. But that's just doing things like outside the box. The Chiefs like, we got to get Patrick Mahomes more protection. If we're in the running game, we need to push more with the line. So they put extra linemen in as tight ends. They were checking in as eligible. I just thought the game plan by Andy Reid was brilliant. I loved what you said about everybody was all of a sudden the Ravens were injured. You're right. They were injured going into that game. That was the funniest thing about it. Vegas still had them as the favorites with the injury report. So let's not forget that.
And they still have them high in the Super Bowl odds as well. I think that's done for Baltimore. Let's talk about Tyquan Thornton because he's kind of becoming a household name here in Kansas City. We saw him in a nice role. I thought on Sunday didn't have to be the number one wide receiver. How do you see his role kind of shaping up once Rashee Rice comes back?
You know, I think he's going to be a part of the fixtures, man. I mean, he was brought in here last year at the practice squad and had that time to build chemistry with Mahomes, and they liked the guy. I mean, Andy Reid was talking about him all minicamp and kept bringing him up. Hey, Tyquan Thornton's got that chemistry with Mahomes, and at that point in June, I was like, this dude's on the team. They like this guy too much. You know, being a second-round pick like he was, but the way he fits in and stretches the defense, I'm excited to see what he and Worthy and what Andy Reid and Matt Nagy can come up with that combination of that kind of speed, because nobody has that kind of speed. When Tyquan Thornton's on the field with Xavier Worthy, there's not two receivers for another team that can match those 40 times. It's ridiculous. And then you sprinkle in Hollywood Brown. When Rashee Rice comes back, that's going to be great, you know, to see what he has. And, of course, we don't know what Jalen Royals can do. But Tyquan Thornton is now a part of what this team does. You score a touchdown in three straight weeks in the National Football League, you got complete trust from your quarterback. Because guys don't score touchdowns unless they have trust from their quarterback. So that's just the proof of everything we were hearing back in June and OTAs, is this chemistry with Mahomes. Like, a lot of times you hear that stuff and you're like, okay, I hope, you know, hardworking guy, first to the facility, that kind of thing. But if you're actually out there scoring touchdowns, that's legit. And when you have Brown and you have Rice and you have Worthy, then you have Tyquan Thornton in the game, that's going to be a great combination. Not only that, it keeps Kelce, you know, not getting mad on the sideline or whatever about getting double teamed or shadowed, because now defenses have to, they force them to pay attention. Like, Tyquan Thornton has now forced teams to pay attention to him. They might not have known it. It might have been like a major league pitcher that some AAA guy gets called up and he takes him yard because they didn't pay any attention to him before. Well, Tyquan Thornton has arrived in scoring those touchdowns. Now they know who the hell he is.
Binkley, I want to bring this up because I'm actually interested of who you think should be the guy. Do you think Cincinnati needs to go get a quarterback that's riding pine, like a Winston or a Cousins or something like that? Or are they just going to ride this thing out?
You know what? They should do something. You know, the one thing about the NFL is there is this club. Like, you get to be good and you start, you know, the fans start feeling it, the merchandise, the fans, you know, start getting crazy on social media and they build up this fan base. I've seen it so many times. I mean, just remember Jacksonville, the whole Duval thing. Duval, this was back, you know, when they were winning a playoff game against the Chargers, and then, you know, Doug Peterson gets ran because they're really good, then they fell off. And the Bengals had arrived to that. They got to the Super Bowl, played the Rams, they beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Things are going good. And now all of a sudden, they're going to be on their couch just like me watching the NFL playoffs for three straight years. But, yeah, they should do anything because that window in sports closes so fast. I mean, it just shuts, man. When it shuts, it shuts. Those Bengals players are starting to, you know, talk on the sideline. Ja'Marr Chase getting into it with Zach Taylor. They've got to find a quarterback because Browning likes throwing to the other team way too much, but they're wasting it. It's a wasted opportunity in sports. And their fans were just right there, man. They were getting the merchandise. They were having their swag, talking their trash. You know, the mayor's out there talking his trash towards Kansas City. And guess what? They suck right now. A big bundle of suck because they tried to be in the club. To be in the club, you got to be the Chiefs. You got to be the Eagles. You got to actually win the thing. And you got to be consistently good. Winning division nine straight times, that's being in the club. Going to the Super Bowl 5 out of 6 times, that's being in the club. Cincinnati just proved to be wannabes and that window shutting. So, yes, I would do anything possible to try to rejuvenate that Bengals team.
So what you're saying is you disagree with Gary Myers. This is actually a dynasty in Kansas City.
Mm. Oh, this is a dynasty. Yeah, you go to 7 straight AFC title games and 5 out of 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, my friend, that's a dynasty.
Well, according to Gary Myers, you got to do it for 20 years.
20 years, according to him, yeah.
Well, you have a 10-year gap in between where you don't do anything.
Well, that doesn't count.
Binkley, is that cat from Mizzou going to win the Heisman this year?
You know what, guys? This guy, I don't think he's going to win it, but he's starting to climb up those charts. I know you like looking at the DraftKings odds and everything, Dusty, but he's like really climbing up there. And Ahmad Hardy at Missouri, people are kind of wondering, all right, who's this guy? He's now on the scene, but people will start talking about him. He's number one in the nation in rushing. And
by a large,
he's number one
gap.
Rushing in the SEC. 445 is what Quan Lacy has at Ole Miss. Ahmad Hardy already has 730. And keep in mind, this is with a split backfield. Jamal Roberts gets the ball a lot, but Ahmad Hardy's had 100 yards rushing in every game. And they have a bye week this week. Next week is Alabama. If Alabama beats Vandy this weekend, it's going to be a good game with Vandy. Mm. But if they beat Vandy and they roll into Columbia next week, that game is going to be an ABC game. It's going to be, you know, spotlighted. People are going to watch it. And they're going to know Ahmad Hardy, that mad stiff arm he's got. But, yeah, he's climbing the charts. I don't think he's going to win it. But he's starting to get into that point of recognition where you think, all right, this is the best running back in the country. And you pair that with Missouri's number one defense, number one in total defense, there's something to watch there in Columbia.
All right, who's in better shape, KU or K-State in 30 seconds?
I'm going to still say KU, Bob. I know K-State. State got a big win. And Avery Johnson looked like the guy you thought he was. He's running the ball well and throwing the ball well. But they've got work to do. And now Kansas goes down and plays that UCF team that Kansas State beat. But, yeah, I still think Kansas has the upper hand on K-State. Just a better they have a receiver. Pay attention to this guy, Emmanuel Henderson.
Yeah.
5 catches, 217 yards. 4 touchdowns on the year. He transferred from Alabama. This dude's legit. He's fun to watch. And Jalen Daniels, what a game he had. They just got to shore up that defense.
All right, Binkley, we'll enjoy today because it's October 1st, and it's day one of 31 of Paige Spiranek sharing Halloween costumes on her Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, my goodness. She was in rare form. And by the way, I started drinking Oktoberfest when it came out in late July.
Okay. July it came out this year?
No, it did, Bob, because it's actually done in May. Like, that's where most of the Oktoberfest beer is brewed, is made, and it just sits around.
Yeah, well, I was drinking summer brew in February.
That's okay. I don't mind that. Oktoberfest beer in July?
Well, they got to do something with it, Bob. I mean, they would need to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stella just sitting around. They started to release it earlier in September, and then it would creep in August, and now it's creeping in at the end of July, and I know this because I'm a true truck chaser. You know when that beer's coming to which liquor store. So, yeah, I'm all over that.
Chase those dump trucks, Binkley. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
That's right. All right, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.